It may have been underground. It's something that I've only taken on board for the last 6 weeks. So it's a brand new initiative from us. We're saying, you know, we're out there, we're the police, we're here to help you and to reassure you. And therefore, we've taken on the investigations with our partners, Inland Revenue, Trading Standards. You know, this is the way forward. We will not only will we go after the rogue traders, but we'll go after the rogue traders' assets, their cars, their houses, their vans. So if you want to work in Hertfordshire, do be aware. If you're a genuine trader, we're not going to go anywhere near you. We need you to help us. We need you to tell us who somebody is impacting on your trade, you know, taking your livelihood away from you. So it's you know, we'll work with you to make it happen. You know, the people that have been targeted are your mum and my mum and dad. It's that's what the people are vulnerable of society, and that's what we're doing, is reassuring you that we will stop this from happening and we will recover your assets as best as we can and get it back to you.
Is there any sort of person in particular that these rogue traders target?
Yeah, vulnerable. Your mum, my mum, and, you know, our parents sitting at home, people who suffer from illnesses, never go out, people who don't talk to their neighbours. So if you're a neighbour and if you see somebody, you know, repairing someone's roof, you think, oh, you know, why is this roof being done? Just get that registration plate for us, you know, let us know, call us, and if we'll come out and help out, and we'll come and speak to you. All my officers are now being trained in relation to dealing with this, and we will come out and deal with it. It's serious, we will deal with it, and we will stop this from happening.